American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank. Document page 779. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gibert and others. The prosecution presented its case, yet it was revealed that the English officer who captured these men was once indebted for his life to their leader. Mr. Quentin, while on the stand, stated that he had no doubt that when Captain Trotter was in the hands of the Negro King, he was saved by the intercession of Captain Gibert. Throughout the trial, the jury found no evidence to support the portrayal of these men as the dangerous and bloodthirsty miscreants described in the charges against them. They were told that much blood was shed and many were slaughtered on both sides during their capture. Was this not a total misrepresentation? Perez claimed he could not read or write, yet it was proven on the stand that he could indeed read. This was a manifest falsehood. When asked to write, despite his claim of illiteracy, he handled the pen with the skill and grace of an experienced writer. The document I hold, though not a masterpiece of penmanship, demonstrates the basic elements of letters, so well drawn and smoothly cut that, had we pressed the matter, we might have obtained a very beautiful and satisfactory specimen of writing from him. Now, I will draw your attention to some inconsistencies in his testimony regarding himself. He stated that he could not recall what happened at Nazareth because he was so frightened at the prospect of being made a prisoner. Yet, in another part of his evidence, he recounts being taken as a prisoner to Havana, explaining it was because they had slaves on board the vessel. Gentlemen, I do not present this as having any direct bearing on the case, but to illustrate how such testimony should be weighed. This witness also claimed that on one occasion, when Captain Gibert saw an English frigate, he ordered all the knives to be taken away from the crew and concealed. Yet he also stated that it is customary for all Spanish sailors to carry long knives. How can these opposing statements be reconciled? It appears evident that there are contradictions in his testimony.